Welcome to episode 2 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Audacity, your go-to editor. Many lists of audio editors start off with commercial software or specialized hardware. Several of those items are not only overly expensive, but it's a good idea to confirm that they will do all you need them to do before you buy. Near the bottom of these lists is Audacity. It is often presented as a last resort option for those who have no budget. Upon closer examination, however, you may find Audacity to be your first choice for other reasons besides just cost. We'll look at Audacity's ease of use, depth of features, and suitability for professional use cases. Here's today's audio technology factoid. Practically everything needs a margin for error. Take, for example, when you need to crawl under your desk to connect a cable. You have minimal headroom under there, don't you? If you try to stand up before you completely back out from underneath, you could bump your head on the sharp table edge. Ouch! We've all been there. It can be ouch for audio processing too, especially when there is no headroom between the highest peak level and 0 dBFS. Remember from last time, anything over 0 dBFS is going to seriously distort your sound. Some experts recommend keeping the main part of your audio level around minus 18 dBFS. That's been called the sweet spot between the audio level floor and ceiling that allows the peaks and valleys to stand out with little need for compression. Your audio peak level should rarely go above minus 6 dBFS, with the bulk of the audio level staying close to minus 18 dBFS. The takeaway is that with enough headroom above your sweet spot, your audio can stand tall uninhibited. Today's feature Linux audio tip is Audacity, the free and open source audio editor. In my opinion, Audacity is a worthy workhorse that stands toe-to-toe with expensive audio software and professional equipment, especially for home or small studio work. Much of the criticism of Audacity is aimed toward its user interface. It's true that if what's the most important thing to you is something that looks slick, then you should spend the money for something that looks slick. But Audacity has plenty under the hood to deliver professional quality audio production. And I actually like and prefer Audacity with the user interface it has. I would rather the Audacity developers focus on great audio processing features. And as Audacity is open source, there's nothing to keep anyone from making feature requests. Audacity can import and export audio. It can manage multiple tracks simultaneously. You can name the tracks anything you want and move them anywhere in the vertical stack of tracks. You can time shift the audio in a single track or several tracks together. You can zoom in or out as much as you need to. You can fit your entire project in both the horizontal time dimension and vertically to see all tracks at once. You can even zoom down to the individual sample level and change the value of a single sample. The record and playback level displays show you exactly how close your audio is getting to 0 dBFS, and it also shows where most of your recent audio peaks have reached. You can select which tracks to edit without affecting the other tracks. This also allows you to play selected portions of selected tracks without playing non-selected tracks in the same time range. You can play selected audio at slower or faster speed without changing the original. That's like setting your tape player on a slower speed to try to find a flaw in your audio that you're wanting to edit out. You can make mono sound into stereo or stereo sound into mono, depending on client requirements. Audacity lets you cut and paste audio in the same way you cut and paste text in a word processor. Pasting a longer or shorter clip of audio over a selection of existing audio replaces the old with the new, including the new length. The Audacity Selection toolbar lets you set a sampling rate up to 384 kHz. Remember, the common sampling rate is 41.1 kHz. It also gives you the exact location of your virtual recorder playhead and the beginning and end of the selected audio range. That is very useful for going back to a point from a later point in the audio. Once you have selected a range of audio, you can process it in several ways. You can turn it into silence, change its amplitude, apply click removal, or fade it in or out. I use all of those features in producing audio products, including this podcast. We'll cover other features of Audacity in future episodes. Next time, we'll cover normalization of audio, what it is, and why it matters. That episode will be entitled, Let Us Be Normal. That's it for now. Happy audio work. thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwak.voices.com and voice123.com/marwak. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.